I'd like to ask Andy Higginbottom and Juan Gabriel to speak for the Colombia Solidarity Campaign.
We're going to do a double act. The first thing I want to do is to thank Hands Up Venezuela for their initiative in organising us together, and I think it is very important that we reflect and develop the unity in Latin America with movements going forward in how we work here in Britain. And in a sense, I want to make a slight apparent diversion to draw your attention to our experience today. Our friends, our comrades from the Bristol branch of our campaign witnessed two arrests of the demonstration today. The police arrested somebody for chalking on the pavement, and I'm not even sure what the other arrest was for. And we are slightly shocked to find out that they're not being properly legally defended, as far as we can tell. We can't find out yet if the legal team of the organisers of the demonstration are actually defending the guys who are arrested. So, in other words, we have to try and turn into practice the inspirational revolutionary attitudes we are learning from Latin America into our daily practice here as well. And I mean, there was a big dilemma. We didn't know what to do exactly, and maybe we should go to a police station, but there's no structure in place to find out where the police station is. So I do think that we have to work, and we'll certainly follow this up. We'll follow up what's happened to these two guys. And I do think we have to work together in defending our democratic rights in practice here. Otherwise, I mean, as Lenin once said, fine words don't butter any parsnips, quite frankly. And if we are going to fight in solidarity with people in Latin America, then we have to be prepared to butter some parsnips here as well. That's the first point. Uribe went into Ecuador on the pretext that he was fighting terrorism. As we know, he killed 23 terrorists, as far as he's concerned. And as far as Uribe is concerned, that's a trump card. I mean, if you're fighting terrorism, it's okay. It doesn't matter what Ecuadorian government or people think, it's okay. And this is the mindset of the most pro-US government in the region, in the Andean region. And it doesn't come from out of the blue. It's been developed, groomed. Uribe was groomed for 10 years before he became president to play this role in Latin America. He went to Harvard for a year, he went to Oxford for a year, and so on and so forth. Now, what Uribe has also been saying in the last 6 months is you've got to be aware of Chavez. He's inciting people in Colombia against the expansionism of the Bolivarian revolution coming from Venezuela, as he's portraying it. I was looking at the weekend for what happened at the Rio group, and I found this speech by Uribe. Uribe went to a flood zone in Colombia where people are losing their lives, and he doesn't give a speech about what's happening, what the government is doing to helping Colombians survive a flood. He gives this 10 minutes of invective against the expansionism of Chavez. And what this tells you is Uribe is a very worried and he's a very desperate man. And what happened with the bombing and the attack in Ecuador is Uribe is using the mandate he has from the ruling class in Colombia to go to war against the FARC at almost whatever cost. And it is a dangerous situation. It's a very dangerous mindset. Uribe attacked the very point which he knew was a key point for the FARC in proceeding with the humanitarian agreement. And so what Uribe believes he has is a mandate from the war party in Colombia, those hundreds of thousands of people who did go on the streets. They were mostly rich, but they went on the streets on the 4th of February against the FARC. And he implemented the policy of the war party, break the humanitarian agreement. And so it's a very serious situation inside Colombia. We're going to hear a bit more from Juan about the reality of that situation. But if we look at why has Uribe got this mindset? Well, it's partly because they believe their own propaganda. I mean, the propaganda inside Colombia about the situation is completely different to how a media reports it in other parts of Latin America. But also, it's because he still has the backing of Bush. And worse, he also now has the backing of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as well. They supported the attack on Ecuador. They said it was a legitimate attack to carry out. And what the United States and Uribe are both now saying is this means that we have to implement very quickly the free trade agreement. Uribe's at war abroad, but he's been at war at home for a very long time. It is a dirty and civil war in Colombia. And the impetus to the war doesn't just come from Uribe. It's a programmatic, calculated campaign, which does definitely follow the mandate not only of the rich in Colombia, but of the multinationals. The difference between what is happening in Ecuador in taking 80% and more, and what is happening in Colombia is the polar opposite. British mining multinationals are in Colombia, and they are making an enormous amount of money out of Colombian gold and Colombian coal. And so the multinationals are in favour of Uribe's project for the entire Andean region, rather than a Chavista or any other form of progressive project. And so a lot is at stake for multinational corporations. As a campaign, we're bringing over, and you'll see on these here if you haven't got one, in April, in a month's time, we're bringing over two representatives of a community in Colombia which has been militarily occupied for about the last 10 years, assaulted by military and paramilitaries, because there's gold in the area where they live. And the beneficiaries of this assault are British or London-based mining corporations. So if we're against war in Colombia, if we're against the attacks on Ecuador, then we do also have the opportunity to relate that back to changing our society, in a sense, here as well, by campaigning with the Colombian people against the British multinationals, which are making so much out of their country. Now, the other side of what we want to say relates to what's happening inside Colombia itself and how public opinion is being scared or manipulated by the propaganda machine. And that's exactly what Juan is going to contribute on. Is that okay?
Well, good afternoon. Juan Gabriel Gutierrez here. Well, I've been living 5 years here in the UK, and I'm 31 years old. Now, well, I want to say a couple of things before I get into this issue, and it's, I was brought up, like, in my childhood and my, how you call it, teenage years, in an environment where everyone that thought or spoke or behaved in a different way was targeted and shot dead. A complete political party, a complete left-wing party, the Unión Patriótica, 5,000 members of this political party, all of them were followed and killed and shot. So you're brought up in this kind of environment where you cannot speak and say what you believe or what you think. Not even today. So I think it's important for you to know that that's the situation. And now, knowing that people do not take party or they don't take action of what they actually believe because they feel threatened and they feel that in any moment their lives can end or their families can end. I think that's a really very important issue to bear in mind. Saying that the last issues that have happened in Colombia and in South America, Ecuador, Bolivia, Venezuela, and including Nicaragua also, Nicaragua was involved with this issue, is to actually people start participating politically. Throughout my life, people were not taking party because they were afraid. You know, if I think I'm a little bit left-wing, I cannot think, I cannot say, I cannot express. So now that this situation has happened, is like people are standing to say, okay, actually I believe or I think. But because in Colombia, the media, it's like there's two main private channels and there's only one really strong national newspaper are almost owned by the same families and by the same people. And they're all receiving the same information. The FARC are terrorists. Venezuela is supporting the terrorists. Ecuador are supporting the terrorists. So Venezuela and Ecuador are our enemies now. And that's what people are feeling and are like thinking and behaving in that way. And for me, it's really, really shocking to be brought in an environment and having friends that, in a way, you knew that were had connection with their heart, and they were like feeling the importance of social justice because of this situation and because of this amount of bombarding news. You take now a really right wing of saying, okay, we need to support Uribe. So it's really strong to see like friends turning out saying, you know what, actually the guy is doing what he needs to do. And it's really shocking as well, because it's like now it's black or white. No grays, no colors, not anything. It's you're or with the government or you're with the government. So I think those are things that we need to think and to really try to find a way of giving us space and a way of saying things and exploring and to try to work a way out. I'm really pleased to be able to, in a way or another, be involved with the Colombia Solidarity Campaign here in the UK, because it's a way of actually participating and being active and trying to show the possibilities of seeing another way of Colombia manifesting. Also, two or three things in relation with what has happened. With there's been two marches, the fourth demos. The 4th of Feb, there was this march against the FARC, and why millions of people came out, and why what it generated, like, it was like this situation of support to the government to actually, a few days afterwards, to kill Raúl Reyes. And the government said, you know, I have the support of the country. Loads of people were in the streets. But what the news do not say is like in different companies, in different factories, they were saying they were giving day off to people to work and say, you know what, giving them shirts and stuff, you go and support this march. And there was a march also on the 6th of March against the paramilitaries, against the terrorist state, and against like all the people that have been disappeared and displaced. And these same factories and the same companies didn't allow the people to go out and to protest and to manifest, and with threatening that if they go out, they would be also sacked of their jobs. The media, of course, has completely biased the situation, and the reality is completely, you know, you don't have like a truly sense of what happened in Colombia. Yesterday or the day before, they killed 4 people in Colombia that were actually people that were organizing the march of the 6th of March. So it's again, you know, you stand and say, I do not want to be threatened. I don't want more deaths. I don't want more violence in my country. I want to be in an environment where we can live together in a social way, in a just way. And if you cause that, they kill again. And then the last thing is, you know, all these marches were convocadas. I don't know how you translate it. Called by, in a way, by Facebook, the social network, internet, the thing. The 11th of, I don't know if people are aware, but the 11th of April, there's this new march that the people are convoking or calling, and it's No Más Chávez. And already are 26,000 people have joined this thing. I don't know if they're in Colombia or whatever, but there's like a big amount of people that are going to manifest against Chávez. In a way, again, that's an issue that I think that I want to share with you. I'm not 100% with Chávez, but it's, again, it's not white or black. You know, it's like No Más, you know, it's about actually being and respecting each country, each policy, each the dynamics of each country, you know, and sort your own thing. So, yeah, I think. Thank you.